This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Your news.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. One of the major players behind the sports gambling scheme you just heard about on NPR is a Galveston native who played for the University of Houston basketball team. News 88.7's Michael Adkison reports.
Damon Jones is one of just three people indicted in both of these cases of sports betting and illegal gambling. Jones was a combo guard for the University of Houston Cougars basketball team from 1994 to 1997. Prosecutors say he was instrumental to the illegal NBA betting scheme by providing non-public information about players to gamblers.
The non-public information included when specific players would be sitting out future games or when they would pull themselves out early for purported injuries or illnesses. They relied on corrupt individuals, including Jones and Rozier.
Jones went undrafted in 1987. His longest stint was with the Cleveland Cavaliers for 3 years. I'm Michael Adkison, News 88.7.
The Houston Food Bank says they'll likely have to dip into reserves in order to handle an anticipated increase in demand for its services now that SNAP benefits could be disappearing for many folks in the region. Federal workers are also on the cusp of a desperate situation as the government shutdown continues. Brian Green is with the Houston Food Bank.
When you just look at the numbers, if this goes deep into November, it's going to get overwhelming. On the 10th, that's when the federal workers got a partial check. On the 24th, no check. Okay, so that's in our area, that's about 50,000 households.
The 24th is tomorrow. Green says that Houston is at a slight advantage compared to other cities, perhaps, because they have a stockpile of unused food meant for hurricane relief. Houston ISD announced yesterday their top-performing high schools will be eligible to partner with a variety of organizations, including nonprofits and charter schools, for increased autonomy and possible additional funding. The state took control of the district more than 2 years ago. Through the new Innovation Partnership Schools program, principals will gain increased autonomy over instruction, operations, hiring, and more. I'm Alexandra Hart.